Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, December 4th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm there recording from San Antonio, Texas. We got a great diary from Rob today about an experience he had recently identifying an infected system on a network just by watching firewall logs. In this case, and I find this very typical, outbound firewall logs are always very helpful and often overlooked. Firewalls frequently focus on inbound traffic, and inbound traffic is actually usually a lot less interesting than outbound traffic, because inbound traffic you don't have any control over. So what you see is other people's infected machines. But what you are really looking for is outbound traffic. In this case, this was made easier because it happened during a maintenance window when the network wasn't really all that busy. So if you have to work the weekend shift or whatever is your low traffic time, take a couple minutes or half an hour and look at your logs and just browse and see if you find anything interesting like that. Monday this week is called by some Cyber Monday in reference to the large volume of online shopping typically happening this week, at least for one bank, Royal Bank of Scotland or RBS in England, and some of its subsidiaries like NatWest. This apparently was too much volume, and transactions from customers were either declined or customers didn't even have access to online account services. Just a good reminder how difficult it can be to be ready for load spikes like this in your infrastructure, and something you certainly should plan and account for if you do your load testing. And then a little update to something I talked yesterday about, and that's Bitcoin miners that are included in toolbars and sometimes even announced via the EULA that comes with these toolbars. Turns out it's not just limited to these toolbars, also a VPN software like Your Free Proxy comes with a Bitcoin miner. Now in this case, it doesn't appear that it's actually announced as part of the EULA that the user signs in order to install this particular software. So this is really more like the esports case where the software is installed without informing the user. And with all the news about small drones, like for example Amazon considering them for delivery of its products, it's no big surprise that hackers are paying more attention to these devices as well. In particular, of course, the more hobby drones like the ones made by Parrot and other companies that are usually controlled via Wi-Fi signals. Of course, these drones are susceptible to all the attacks that we know from Wi-Fi networks, and as such, it's no big surprise that we now have a simple to use toolkit called Skyjack that essentially includes well-known Wi-Fi hacking tools like Aircrack and G in order to take over a drone. Skyjack nicely packages all of these tools to make them really easy to use, and then all you need is a low-end computer, like for example the Raspberry Pi here, of course, is one suggested solution, and a high-power Wi-Fi antenna in order to be more likely to overwrite the existing access point. And Bitcoin users continue to be a big target these days. We started, of course, this podcast with these rogue Bitcoin miners that are being installed, but even legitimate Bitcoin owners are frequently the attack of Bitcoin wallet compromises. In this latest attack, the popular Bitcoin forum Bitcoin Talk was compromised, but not by compromising the forum software itself. Instead, DNS was manipulated and redirected to a proxy server. This was accomplished by compromising Bitcoin Talk's account with its registrar. Now, we have seen these attacks many times in the past, but usually they just result in defacement of the site. In this case, the attacker did actually set up a proxy that was then able to intercept traffic going to Bitcoin Talk. They may even have managed to set up a valid Zell certificate on their server. This is possible because once you have control over DNS, you do have control over email for the domain, so they could easily then intercept email being sent to, for example, Bitcoin Talk administrators and use that to authenticate to SSL certificate issuers. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. By the way, people sometimes ask how they can help with this podcast. Number one, send in stories that you see that you think are interesting and that I should cover. Secondly, well, let your friends know. The reason I do this podcast is because people listen. Thanks and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.